Wow, that just put me in a space. Thank you. That was awesome. Woo! All right. So today we are talking about abundance because November, it's a great month for gratitude. So there was a minister, and he said, you know, if we want to get this church to really rise up, we're going to have to dig into our pockets and give. And if we want this church to walk, we are going to have to dig a little deeper in our pockets and give. And if we really want this church to run, we got to dig all the way down in our pockets and give. And a man in the back row said, let her walk. Let her walk. It's all good. So I'm so excited. The bookstore, I went shopping this morning, so very exciting. What's not better than that, right? A little shopping before service. And if you just open any of the covers in the book, you will see an amazing price. It's a great time to take a look at your Christmas list. If you buy Christmas gifts, it might be something you want to do. Yay! So today, talking about abundance, I have something really amazing for everyone, and I have a pile of them on the back table. It's kind of a 30-day challenge, and it comes from a little book called The Path to Wealth. And the book of the month is actually Spiritual Economics. However, this is another book that we don't have in the bookstore. But I started reading it, and it's like, wow, this is really, really good, and getting one on track. How many of you are in the 40 Days to a Miracle class? Quite a few of you are. So we meet next week, and then I would encourage everyone to do this. It kind of gives a step-by-step first half hour of your day. Your chief spiritual operator, which is your inner guide, your spirit, taking a little time with that. And I was going through some of the old folders, and I found this wonderful, wonderful treatment on abundance that Pauline Thedford had put together that Ernest Holmes wrote. So much abundance, and I really want to be able to share it with everyone so that we are taking every single day and taking a little bit of time when we wake up in the morning to really get in tune. And since I started this, it's almost like everywhere I went the other day, there was abundance happening. I went to the shoe store. It's like, oh, I really need some new workout shoes because I got paint all over my other ones because I like to do stuff and not really be prepared for it. Paint. Let's just paint. So I went and got some shoes, and the lady in front of me said, how much are you spending? And I said, $49. And she said, that's exactly how much this coupon is for, $49. Here, you can have this little card. She's like, I'm not getting, I have to spend at least $49, and I'm not. So she gave that to me, and I got shoes. And then I went to Starbucks, and the girl looked at me, and she's like, are you getting a latte? And I said, yes. And she said, I accidentally made an extra. Here you go. Wow. And then I went to, it was just weird. I went to David's Bridal because my youngest son is getting married in June. And some lady came in wandering around, and she looked at me, and she said, I have an extra slip. It's beautiful. It's for a very small size. And I said, my daughter-in-law-to-be is like a size 2. And she's like, perfect. And she gave me a slip. And then I got home, and I had a $50 check from the IRS. Random. I'm like, what? So a little bit of gratitude and doing this work. So I'm going to make sure that everybody gets one of these because it just kind of talks about things to do. And I started doing this in the morning, and all of a sudden, all this prosperity is happening. So it's getting ourselves ready for the prosperity. Andrew sang that beautiful song, Ready for Love. My favorite thing is clean your closet, make room in your closet. There's a wonderful quote, and I'm going to repeat it probably several times, wherever my notes are. There we are. The space for what you want is being taken up by what you settle for. The space for what you want is being taken up by what you settle for. So now is a great time to clean out the closets, get rid of the old, make room for the new. It's part of that purging. And this even goes further because it goes into our consciousness. There's stuff in my head that is being taken up by what? Old thoughts, you know? You got some old thoughts, old stories, and making sure that we're putting those down, getting into that space of forgiveness, forgiving as we move forward, stepping into that. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, says this in Creative Mind, one of his fabulous books, "Wake up. Your word is all powerful. Your consciousness is one with the omnipotence. Your faith is infinite," or your thought is infinite. "Your destiny is eternal, and your home is everlasting heaven," right where you are. "Realize the truth. I am living in a perfect universe." I'm living in a perfect universe. When we state it, we absolutely create it. So a lot of this teaching is about, of course, our thoughts, because they're seeds that we plant in the conscious, beautiful, fertile mind soil. And then whatever we focus on continues to grow. What you focus on expands. So making sure that we're focusing 24/7 on that which we are wanting and choosing, a beautiful world that works for everyone. Now, being a farm girl from Nebraska, as I am, when my dad would plant crops, wheat, barley, corn, whenever he would plant something, I would notice that he didn't come out on day two after planting these seeds and say, "Ugh, nothing's growing. Can't believe it. Here I went to all this work to plant that, and nothing's growing." No, because he knew it takes time. You got to give it some sunshine, give it some love, give it some water, give it some conscious thought for that what we're wanting. So getting focused on that and taking the next 30 days, because I'm knowing that I'm going to hear a lot of stories of all the goodness that's unfolding. The last time I put conscious effort, because, you know, sometimes I think, oh, I'm just a little too spiritual. I don't, you know. But abundance is spiritual. I remember a great writer once said, the best thing we can do for the poor is not be one of them, right? So because we can't really help anyone unless we're living an abundant life. So the more we allow the goodness to flow, the more that we can share it with others. That's how we really make a world that works for everyone, is making sure that we are taking care of ourselves, rising up, as Emma Curtis Hopkins would say, "Rise up, oh my soul. Let spirit flow." And part of that is with our currency, with our money, with the flow of life, allowing that to flow. And being at that space that we are absolutely worthy. And knowing that spirit created us infinitely amazing, unique as one, and individualized. Each one of us individualized. Nobody is exactly like you. Nobody's had the same experiences as you. And many times we take those old experiences to beat ourselves up. Oh, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Anybody else do that? Oh, I coulda done this. I woulda done that. I shoulda done this. And here we get to put that down. Ready for love. Ready for love right here, right now. Ready to love ourselves and know that spirit made us unique and divine. So right where we are is absolutely perfect. That's why we show up on Sunday, to remind ourselves, oh my gosh, I'm perfect. And life is abundant. And the only thing that keeps that block in the flow is my own consciousness, my own thought process. And if I would just put all that down and know that life is abundant and life is good, then it flows with ease, with grace, with love. Ernest Holmes says this in Mind and Success, "Realize that behind everything that is seen is the silent cause. In your life, you are the cause. There is nothing but mind, and nothing moves except as mind moves. We have agreed that while God is love, yet your life is governed absolutely by mind or law. In our lives of conditions, we are the cause, and nothing moves except as our mind moves it." The talk title today is actually pretty brilliant. Fortune begins in consciousness. It all starts in mind. And it's seeing those pictures and knowing that abundance flows right where we are and getting everything else out of the way. At the end of this month, I am doing a forgiveness workshop, because I think it's really important to keep remembering that we forgive ourselves and we forgive others. Forgive us our debtors as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. So as we forgive others and forgive ourselves, we clear up that space. Because again, I go back to the space for what you're wanting is being taken up by what you're settling for. I'm settling sometimes for old thoughts of unforgiveness, old beating myself up. It's time to put that all down and go inside our hearts and say, I am worthy just as I am and just as I am not. And getting excited about that. And then visualizing exactly what it is that we're wanting. So way back when I was in Kansas City, the game show Deal or No Deal came on. And I thought, oh, I want to be on that show. And I visualized myself being on that show. And then moving to California, so nobody called. I guess I'm not going to be on that show. And then my oldest son called, and he's like, Deal or No Deal's trying to get a hold of you. I'm like, yay, best day ever. So I got to go be on the show, and they had just done a syndicated version where they would spin the wheel, and whoever's number came up of the case that you're holding got to be on the show. And right before, I was holding case number 8, and right before they sent us out there, he swapped me and number 21. I'm like, oh. And then I got up there, and it's like getting excited, and the wheel spins. Number 21, that's me, woo! So I got to be a contestant on Deal or No Deal, and I won $27,000. Yay! Now, I will not talk about how if I would have waited one more case, I would have won $88,000, but that's all right. But I went home with $27,000! So it's like getting in that space of visualizing what it is that you're wanting and seeing yourself and getting excited about it. Visualize, verbalize, and feelingly believing it. And then we just get a step right into the picture. And being mindful of our thoughts. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about this, because sometimes our thoughts will come up. I called a friend the other day, and I had something. You ever have a thought that's maybe a little painful, and it's like, blah? And she called up, and I just like, blah, told her about this thought that was going through my head that was not positive. And then I apologized. I said, I am sorry. I did not mean to put that toxic energy there. And she said, you know, sometimes, rather than doing a spiritual bypass, oh, everything's good, everything's fine, sometimes we just need to take a little bit of that cream off the top so that we can get to the real stuff. All right, maybe the cream is the real stuff, but sometimes, I think she said a layer of oil off the top so that we can get to the real stuff. And it's like, sometimes we've got a thought that's like white noise there, and it's like, where can I put that thought down? And one of the things that I have been doing is if a thought comes up that is not for my highest and best, but boy, it is still there. It's kind of like a sliver, and I could put a Band-Aid over that sliver and say, everything's fine, everything's good, but until I pull that sliver out. So for me, when I get those thoughts that it's like, this is not going away, it's something that my spirit wants to look at, I'll write it down. I call it purging on paper, and then I'll rip it up. Let it go, and then write it down again, rip it up, let it go, and then let me go into treatment, and that is done, and it is over. But sometimes we've got to get that little spot off the top so we're not just trying to do a spiritual bypass and say, oh, everything's fine, everything's good, yet inside I've got this monkey mind chatter saying, no, there's this, and so I'll write it down and know that it is healed, and I let that go, and then I remind myself, oh, yeah, I let that go. If I start going back into that thought, because I don't know about any of you, but sometimes my thoughts like to have reruns. Anybody got reruns with their thoughts? Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to sit through that thought again. Let me put that rerun down. I mean, I do like the Gilligan's Island reruns, but that dates me. Right? But let me put that rerun down because I don't need to have that thought anymore because that's old, that's in the past, and I do not need to give that any more power. Let me get that oil off and let me go right to the good stuff, the right stuff, the stuff that is making a difference. It's like that beautiful soil, and I'm just weeding my garden just a little bit so that it can have an opportunity to grow. Let me let it grow. And the only way I can do that is get everything else out of the way and put love and energy and focus on that, the direction that I want, rather than the old story. Ernest Holmes goes on to say in The Power for Good, there is only one law which produces sickness or health, prosperity or adversity in exact correspondence to the prevailing thought patterns. We have thought patterns. And in this teaching, we keep talking about repeating and repeating and affirming because our thought patterns, we start creating these grooves in our brain, and it's like same thought, different day, same thought, different day, same thought, different day. And if that is a thought that is not serving me, let me change that thought. That's why we have the whole tagline, change your thinking, change your life. And the only way we're going to change our life is to consciously change those thought patterns that are creating a groove that keeps getting me the same thing, different day, same thing, different day. Well, if I want to be more, do more, have more, let me get into those thoughts that are serving me. Let me put aside everything else, regardless of what I've done in the past or what anybody has done to me. Not that I'm a victim. In the past, everybody is doing the best that they can with where they are, so forgive them. And forgive yourself because we did the best we could with where we were at the time, emotionally, mentally, physically. So take a breath with that. Let it go. And it's like anything with abundance. It's the same thing like with breath. As we take in a deep breath, we have to eventually let it out. That's part of the circulation of life, making sure that we're allowing the circulation to flow. Breathing in the fullness of good and letting go of anything that doesn't serve us. Money being a neutral thing has no preference. It does not like one person more than another. I used to look at that and it's like, well, why do they have this figured out and I don't? You know, because there are some people that are just, it's like everything they touch turns to gold. So it's like, well, it really comes down to my own consciousness, my own thought process, because money being a neutral thing has no preference. It does not like one person more than another. It will flow toward the one who attracts it by holding a single mind toward it, who welcomes it, expects it, knows that they are the master of their own life. I paused there just because it's like, all right, how do I make that gender neutral? Because being a girl, whenever it says he, it's like, oh, I got to change that, and I didn't do it in my little notes. So knowing that we are the master of our own lives, and it really comes down to our thought process. So starting today, we'll start those 30 days and really affirm every day, every day, every day that abundance is flowing in, as, and through me. And also knowing that as we give, we absolutely do receive, keeping the circulation of life going. And knowing that we have an opportunity, because November typically is the month of gratitude. So in the back of the room and around, we have some little piggy banks. Thanks, banks. I would encourage you to save your change and then at the end of the month, decide where you want it to go, because it wants to go somewhere. Maybe it wants to go to a fabulous vacation. Maybe you have lots and lots of change. But also knowing that as we look at our change, that we're also looking at our change in our mind. My acronym for change is Center Heart Around New Growth Experiences. And as we center our heart around new growth experiences, it's like, oh, what great thought can I have today about myself, about my world? Because the more we're thinking positive about ourselves and about the world, because we're all connected, then we are lifting up the vibration of the world. So giving those wonderful seed thoughts in our consciousness, in our mind, love, harmony. I was going to say fertilizer, but I think a lot of us use that already, right? I digress. So making sure that we are being aware of the thoughts that are going on inside our mind all the time. So how many of you are thinking, oh my gosh, I want to know what she has on this page here? Yeah? Everyone okay? Because there's a lot of great stuff here. It's from the little book, The Path to Wealth. And in order to become wealthy, the thing that I've finally got, because I keep thinking, well, if I talk about it enough, then it'll really work. There's also a study. Studying those that are financially well off, those that are really doing it. And part of that is with our spiritual practice. Every day, getting up and being mindful that Spirit is guiding and directing us. Going to that gratitude space and affirming. So this gives the 6 in the morning. It says CSO, that is your chief spiritual operator or your inner guide. It's inside of each and every one of us. It's that inner voice that's guiding and directing us. So from 6 to 6:30, unless you get up later or earlier, you can start later or earlier. But the first half hour, taking that time to really tune in. This is kind of a step-by-step what to do in the morning to have a more abundant life. And I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Ready.
Yes. All right. So let's take our best life ever, our most abundant life, and let's go inside our heart of hearts. As we close our eyes to any appearances, breathing in the fullness of life, knowing that there is an abundance of air that we can breathe in and we can breathe out, knowing that that which breathes us flows in, as, and through us. It is the energy of life. It is the breath of life. Knowing that it flows through me just as it flows through each and every person here. That there is that abundance of breath, that abundance of ideas. As I speak my word and claim right here, right now, that there is an abundance of ideas, abundance of good. That we get rid of that which does not serve us, making room for that which we choose. Choosing goodness, love, peace, harmony, joy, prosperity. Knowing that it flows with ease, with grace, with love. Knowing that as we tune into that inner guide that just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows each and every step along the way, that we just move with ease and grace with that. The beautiful flow of life. As we see the divine picture of the divinity of the I am that we are beautifully, brilliantly. Knowing that there is peace, there is health, there is harmony, there is love, and there is goodness. And we are so grateful. I am so grateful. Staying in that space of gratitude as I just release my word to the universal action of the law, knowing that everything returns to me, multiplied abundantly. As we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. So it is. Yay. Abundant mind.